August 22nd, 2011, it's a lot from Pedro's show.
chanter la liberté. Puis c'est traqué, matraqué. Passionnaire, bicamouflé. Solide gardien de l'abri. Payé, armé pour nous tuer. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Raciste. Paris n'a qu'une quotidien. Un jeu truqué où tu perds. Terre en offre à chaque instant. Trôle d'état assassin. Fragilité, liberté. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Fasciste. Révolution, résistance. Paris n'a qu'une quotidien. La vie sont irrégulée. Musée blasé de la prière. La ville résiste, terroriste. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Fasciste. Révolution, résistance. Paris m'a dit quotidien. La vie zombie régulée. Monsieur blindé de la prière. La ville résiste, terroriste. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Fasciste.
Watt for Pedro show, but actually I'm not in San Pedro, I'm in Strasbourg, France. So it's a remote podcast. I'm on tour with Stooges. We've done 4 gigs, we've got 2 more. Sunday I should be home. Speaking of homes, I'm at the home of Bill. It's Pete. And actually, it's not Strasbourg. It's the area. This is actually Montalbert.
Montalbert.
Yeah, I have terrible accent. Montalbert. And it's a little warm. But it's okay. My hosts are very hospitable, very kind. And they came and I should tell you what we did start the show out with. A pick from Miss Peak. John Coltrane doing Blues to You, take 2 alternate, and then we heard Paris Maquis by Metal Urbain. Metal Urbain was the first French punk band I ever heard. I got a 7-inch from them when I was 19 years old. It was, I didn't know what it sounded like, but I liked the sleeve. It had Eiffel Tower upside down. And I was wondering, wow, I wonder what a French punk band like sounds like. And I remember playing it, and it was like, wow, this is wild. So I learned that they reformed many years later. They're back. I wonder what the newer stuff sounds like. Because I didn't keep up. I should have. Yeah, so I'm on tour with Stooges. Let's see. last week did show with Jesse Evans in Czech Republic, Prague. And then the day before yesterday did a gig in Norway in a town of Bodø, which was, I think, second most north I've been. I think Tromsø most north. But this baby was pretty up there. And had very interesting boat ride to this skipper named Knut. Took us up in like a Zodiac boat. Let's see, Larry, the guy working the drones. Some of the helper men like Derek, Josh, the mixer man Max, and then the tour boss, road boss, Henry and Eric. And took us to this place where a fjord is trying to get filled up by the tide. And so this phenomena produces this whirlpools, giant whirlpools. And so we were, he's jamming us around in these whirlpools. It was really intense and fun and exciting for me. And for the cats. And gig was interesting too. Sound was kind of tiny on stage, but it was a trip in a way. A more Square John kind of crowd a little bit. Although when it came for the dancers, there were some biker ones. So that was a little different. The next one's going to be in a French town by the Belgian border here called Charville. But I don't know. 4 days off. Second one here for me in Strasbourg. I'll go back to Paris tomorrow. In 2 days there. I want to do some museum Pompadour, Center Pompadour, Pompidou, which I've never seen, which has more modern art. I've seen the Ori and Louvre. So that's my plan. And I'll get with my guests here next, but I'm going to play some music.
Going back to Wichita and rebop the bebop blues. Yes, going back to Wichita and bebop the rebop blues. Oh, your head's too instant and your jello mold won't mix. Your head's too empty, ain't nothing you can fix. So I'm going back to Wichita and rebop the bebop blues. My clutch is slipping, but I'll arrive on time. Oh, yes, my clutch went out beside the plastic diner sign. So I'll flag my breaker buddy out on the interstate line. I don't use my thumb like a beaver or a buffalo. No, no, I don't use it like I should no more. My gear is grinding like it knows where to go. Going back to Wichita and bebop around the floor. My gear's so worn, I don't even need to shift, for sure. They may be worn now, baby, but you still can't catch my rift. Ain't pulling no weight, baby, so I don't need no lows. Carrying nothing, so I don't need a low. All I need is high, and I know where to go. Back to Wichita and bebop around the floor. Got another one. Let's fit right in. Sure. Fit right in. Cup of Joe, and we'll have a cup of Joe. And when I bebop around the floor, we stop for a cup of Joe. Do you know? Truck stop Joe dropped his load in KCMO. Oh, oh, truck stop Joe longs for his boat in Sausalito. Truck stop Joe twitches across America in the back of his truck When he gets to California, he really wants to find a girl who wants to go. But they just show him their bellies and read the tarot.
Started that off with Charlie Plymell reading his poem, The Bebop Blues. Then we heard Untitled Cave by Soako. Get You by Ear Diorama Ear. And finally, Lover Man by Paul Modian. And that's got Petra Hayden singing. I was just telling Ms. Peek, Charlie Plymell has written an opera called Planet Chernobyl. and he wants me and Pet. We have a proj called Pelican Man, and he wants us to bring the music, bass and violin, to his libretto. So that's up on the road for me. For you, how long have you lived here now?
Two months, I guess, since I last got here.
But we had a talk.
Yeah, last year.
Via Skype, and you were here. Was this the table?
Birthday. Yeah.
No, the table changed.
It was brown, huh?
Yeah, it was brown.
Because I was thinking, is when you guys told me last night, this was it. And I was thinking, I've never seen a table different. There was a lot of cats here, too.
Yeah, birthday.
Oh, that's right. It was a birthday. My memory is terrible. But so 2 months because, you were your way. What is it now? August?
Well, it was
July.
I was here last time. It was like maybe
a year ago. But you,
four
of course,
months and then 2 months this.
Yeah, and of course you were on the tour in April and May.
Yeah.
No, March and April.
Yes.
Like a whole lifetime ago now. March. And so this is your second summer in Strasbourg. Are they all this warm?
Well, last time I got here, September. So I kind of missed the best of summer.
Does it start getting cooler in September?
Yeah, very much.
Pedro, that can be the hottest month for us.
Pedro's backward.
Who?
No, I'm just kidding. Nothing.
It can be a bit warmer. I don't know why. October can be, we can have a very warm day on Christmas. But not like this warm. This is kind of warm.
Unexpected, apparently.
Ah, a little bit. It's kind of on my mind a little bit. Because in Europe, it can be raining hard. Summers are trippy. Hard to predict. And we have just been, I was saying, Czech and Norway. And it was very cool. And so a little unexpected here. So and now being here that long, have you got more used to? How's your French?
I have not been as diligent as I should be.
Okay.
I could be about a few thousand times more disciplined with that.
Only a few thousand.
But over time I understand a little bit more and more. And I guess this is the point where you understand what's being said to a certain extent, and you're starting to get pissed about yourself not being able to respond the way you used to. Like, give it back, So
you just have to take it?
I think the frustration would actually push me to learn French a little faster. Say, I got it. I got something to say.
you haven't had a winner here yet.
Last time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That whole time you were there?
Yeah,
okay. So does it gets cooler?
Yeah, it snows.
Yeah. It snows here?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was my first sort of washing, snowing.
Yeah. There. Wow.
And walked in snow. That was a trip. I mean, it's
Thailand, not so much snow.
Or Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, not so much snow. Although we have some mountains you can go to.
Yeah.
You'd be really hankering for it.
But not in the city, I mean.
I like the way the apartment's done up. It's really neat.
It's his taste.
Yeah, I like. Kind of zen. Where me, I'm like shit hoarder. And I want to get like this more in my life. Instead of just things and things, huh?
My
pad is just corridors between shit.
But shit is stuff people given you.
I know, that's one of the problems.
So how could you throw
a lot of it is music and
books. The
equipment.
Indian dolls.
Yeah, it's not like the guys were talking the other day before the gig about eBay and doing auctions to get more stuff. I'm thinking this is the last thing I need to be doing.
To get more stuff?
Yeah, right. One guy, they were bidding on a first pressing of a Beatles record. And I that's all I need to do is get more and more stuff, just things. Everybody's different, but I like the way there's space here, and I want to get more like this.
man over there with a knife, and he wants to rape me. But I said, baby, you better run. Don't let him get you. You better run.
Mr. Pop, you don't understand. You don't have to rape me.
Watch for Pedro show. Colleague Bill's here, named Manu, came and visited, and he brought some of his music. And so that's what we heard starting off that chunk of music. A little title, a little ditty called Dig the Grave of the Good Ones. And the band is called Scales, Pisces, and the Archers, which is their zodiac signs. Manu is, I guess they have two guitar men, and he's one of them.
Left-handed,
right. Softball, we say. I don't know why. But. So probably looks good on stage, this kind of symmetry.
The Beatles. Yeah.
But Paul was a bass. And then we heard Green Around the Gills by, we'd say Paper Tiger, but how would you?
Papier Tigre.
Papier Tigre. And this band, I'm going to be doing some gigs with the Missing Man in France here come October. We're going to bring the Third Opera over for 3 weeks. This side of the Atlantic. I think it's going to start in Dublin. And I'll have more details as they come, but I look forward to it because I have not toured in France before with my own band. It's always been a side mouse, so this is a first for me. Then we heard You Better Run, version number one by Iggy and the Stooges. This was a Junior Kimbrough song. It's actually the first time I ever recorded with the Stooges. It was back in Detroit in 2005, I think. And we actually did two versions, and I played the first one there. And then finally we heard something from Serbia, Disciplina Kečma, and a tune called Nemolid Rock. And an incredible bass player there named Koya. Koya's incredible bass player. Wow, wows. he's bass brother. And goes way back. It's big history. And I'm always proud to play his music on the show. Speaking of, now this band, Komar, actually they're known by the acronym SPDA. SPTA. They're actually from Komar, which is just south of here. Bill, I'm wondering about seeing the clubs here, Strasbourg?
Few, the Zenith and the Electric are the two biggest scenes in Strasbourg, the most active scenes.
Zenith,
yeah.
I asked Stooges actually played last year.
Okay. Yeah. And you've been to Colmar then a few years ago to this fair called La Foire au Vin.
That's right.
The wine.
It was a wine fair.
Yeah.
And so it's my second time in this. This area is called. It's like the northeast part of France, or eastern part of France. Northeastern, we should say. And it's called Alsace.
Alsace.
And the Rhine River is very close.
Rhine River?
In the border with the German.
Yeah. The Schwarzwald, too. The Black Forest.
And right. Schwarzwald. Black Forest is right near. So, band scene? Is it kind of a scene here with the bands you know about?
Not that much, actually.
No. Okay.
They have summer series. I think we missed them all.
Yeah.
What's this, like the...
It's free concerts, like all kinds
of... Free concerts outside?
Yeah. In front. It's close to the Germany, too, by the way. All kind of music. You got gypsy, jazz, electro, hip-hop, rock.
All kinds. Yeah. Okay. Because in some ways, Strasbourg is kind of international town, right? The European Parliament here.
It is. It's called by Strasbourgeois. People living there, they call their city the European capital city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't, when I was here for that gig last year, I only got to spend one afternoon, very, very short time. But I got to go downtown.
You've seen the cathedral, at least.
That's where I was, in the island.
Yeah, it was the biggest building in the world for like two, three centuries during, I think it's the 14th and the 15th.
Wow, it is big.
Yeah.
Especially for those old days of building technique.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing job they did. And there's a monument for Gutenberg. So I guess he's from this town, print and press?
There's an amazing clock in the cathedral, too.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. Astronomical clock.
Yeah. It's one of those where the builder was killed after they built it to preserve the secret.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I thought it was
like nobody's going to make another one?
There was only two in the world, actually, and this was the second, and they didn't want a third one to be built, so they just killed
them. Watch out about doing too good of a job. You know, usually people get killed for clams for blowing it. He did too good of a job. Oh, man. Human beings are strange. I saw that clock. That was amazing. I went all the way around that. I took so many pictures of that church. Around there's kind of an old, they kept preserved the town too, like old days.
That's trippy.
Cobblestones. And speaking of cobblestones, I was in Prague. And I guess Prague was never really that bombed in the war.
I think it was, but it's been rebuilt.
Yeah.
I mean, you might know better, but I think it was.
It seemed pretty old. And there's hardly any paved streets. Almost all cobblestone. So with me and my hurt, it was a little, you have to keep your balance, and my knee is bad, but it was worth it. I spent hours and hours. I like going through the old, it's just a thing that Europe has that we don't really have home in the U.S. The oldage, it's amazing. And that town, especially because I was big, I still am, but when I was a young man, I read all of Franz Kafka. And here I'm in this town. And it seemed like, I know he traveled to some towns, but it seems like a lot of his world was Prague. And it was neat to... I went to his neighborhoods and stuff, even the Jewish quarter. It was too late to get in the graveyard, but I looked over the wall and stuff. And I just wanted to get a feel for what it... You can see the castle, too, Prague Castle, from where the quarter is. And I know... I mean, people have different ideas because he never gave details about... the castle, what it was or anything, but it looks like it was there right in this town. I went to the museum and there was different theories about it. He a lot of times on purpose did not give details. You know, the guy's name is like Joseph K or just K, and yeah, he likes to, his style of writing is really interesting. So I don't know, I got to be in a town with a man and something about, even with all them tourists, because it's summertime, and you ever been to Venice? Venice is a lagoon, right? And there's thousands of people there. But still, even with all those people, it still has something. It's hard to take a bad photograph. It's just so much oldage and neat and interesting stuff, yeah. And I kind of, in your mind, you kind of cancel them out because you want to get to know the town and hear the U.S. accents, you kind of go down another. On the other hand, yeah, you wish you had the town to yourself. But that's too selfish. I can't ask people to do
just
that.
Just once.
Or just a period of the day, I could make an agreement with everyone. And just town for me. And let me look around at Mr. Kafka's town. And interesting fountain in front of the museum. Yeah, it's two men pissing. And the sculptures, huh? But they're controlled. I guess you can send in a text message because they piss. They can draw letters, like doing in the snow. Pissing in the snow, yeah. So you can piss in these puddles.
That's and, amazing.
It's ingenious. This guy, what is his name? David Chevy or something? He's kind of a notorious, he's a provocative artist. you know, kind of the spirit of Raymond Pettibone. Mm. Let's shake people up with his art. And they're on a lot of levels. But it's trippy. Okay, we're going to put this in front of the Kafka Museum. You don't know this, you've never seen.
No.
When we finish up the hour here, I'll show you guys. I took the picture.
Okay.
It's been the first hour of the August 22nd, 2011 Watt Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. August 22nd, 2011 is second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
picking up a cigarette at the buildings look like a row. The year marks of the Ryan Drain covers. Wrist 6666666666666666. Beautiful colors of red and blue. Rubbish bins filled with stinky food. Beautiful songs of din and dawn. The rubbish clatter has a dirty face. The grinding jot of leaves on your way. You're picking up a homeless pet. The people look like a rock. The door numbers of the down buildings. Wrist 6666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666 The boy on the way to hell. The boy on the way to hell. The boy on his way to hell. The boy on his way to hell. The rainy days make you think less, complain more. Those who are going down, looking happier than you are. But you're not gonna be the way you are. This drops in what makes you care less, with more. For those who are suffering, I'll show you much wiser than you. Now this boy just left home, becoming those already walking on the street. Now this boy just betrayed his parents, becoming those already dying alone. The boy on the way to hell. The boy on the way to hell. The boy on his way to hell. The boy on his way to hell. The rainy days make you think less, complain more. Those who are going down, looking happier than you are. But you're not gonna be the way you are. Plenty of thoughts where nothing starts. So who cares, every season of each year looks all the same. Go to another job interview, see another girl in the picture. Meet all your friends twice and still feel like strangers. So we envy him of being so long. So long, so long, so young, so long. So young, so young, so long. Boy on the way to hell. Boy on the way to hell. Boy on his way to hell. Boy on his way to hell.
サイン無整備容疑者の音金歯をはめたジプシー不吉なカードで笑う誰も気にしないわあんたの悲しみだわ
For Pedro show. Start off the second hour with Biting Ants by the Polarity Taskmasters. You know Wayne Pete?
No.
Buddy of Nels Klein, organ man.
Oh yeah.
One time got to record at his studio. Black Gang, Nels Klein, myself and Bob Lee. Speaking of which, I have an album I have to mix with Bob Lee and Nels Klein. He used 36 pedals, Nels Klein. You were there, you photographed this, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't mixed that yet. How long is that? 2 years now. Right?
Yeah.
And it was sweaty in that room. There's no windows. Well, there was a window between the control room and where we recorded. And she took many pictures through the glass. How many of those came out? Did it go good through the glass?
Not through the glass, no.
Yeah, it was terrible,
it's
huh?
It's black in there.
Right, right.
It's like a dungeon.
Because the lights made it even hotter. It was... I had djembe on. But it's a really wild album as far as Nels Klein, Tour de Force. Oh, my God. Like I said, 36 pedals, really went at it with the guitar. I mean, I wrote the songs and stuff, but in a way, it's a Nels Klein album. Hey, he never heard any of it until we came right in. I never showed him any of the songs till we were recording. Went right to it, yeah. Then he went back and overdubbed 12-string guitar, overdubbed electric sitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's really okay. Something, so I got to get that mixed. Anyway, starting Wayne Pete is part of this Polarity Taskmasters. Tokohana. Then we heard Boy on the Way to Hell by Little Punk. Little Punk is a lady from China. And then we heard Black Star Shining by Golden. And they're from Tokyo. Manu, your colleague, your work.
Yeah, we were together since like 2 months and a half now.
Yeah. And what's it doing?
We work with computers in the European team, fixing issues on servers mainly.
Ah, troubleshooting.
Yeah. Not the most exciting job, no. You ask me, but brings money. So.
Yeah. Can it be challenging?
Sometimes.
Frustrating?
Yeah. It will be challenging tomorrow, I think. We got some like tough things to deal with early in the morning. So.
Is the machines harder to deal with than the people?
The link between us and the people.
That's the hardest part, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. If it could only be machines sometimes, huh? I can imagine. This town, they got the river. we're right next to a railroad. It's kind of a transportation hub, Strasbourg.
We got both things going on. We got like trains, as you saw earlier, and we got the harbor also, with long docks.
And the Rhine.
The Rhine's like
a huge highway for Europe.
It's also the border. The Rhine is the border between France and Germany.
That's right. So a lot of trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably most what goes on. And then we were saying before, the European Parliament's here.
Yeah. It's a controversial place because it's something we tell tourists to take a look at, but inside is empty because most of the people that are supposed to come working, they don't.
But
just pass by to just sign something, just like, okay, I've been there, and then just come through from the airport to the parliament, waiting, asking the taxi driver to wait. They just go sign a paper and come back. I mean, I've talked with plenty of taxis that told me about that.
Because the real EU town is Brussels, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah. There's some in Luxembourg too, but yeah, I mean, the big thing is Brussels.
It's Brussels.
Yeah.
So here, yeah, it's kind of, it's an empty building.
It is mostly.
Humans are trippy. Humans are trippy. Humans are trippy. What brought you here?
I used to work a bit everywhere. I worked in Austria, I worked in the mountains, so we can see not that far from here. I worked in Spain, and then I finally arrived in a small town 20 minutes south of here. And I just love the area. It's clean, they got great food, great wine. People are nice once you know them. They might not be really welcoming at first, especially if you're not from Alsace. But they can become really good friends. And so I just decided once to set up here, and I went back to school, and I made new friends, and then I stayed here. I mean, I went in Paris for 4 years,
but
I didn't like the life in Paris.
Okay.
It's different.
No, I can imagine. The big town is always going to be different.
Yeah, and people there, they're like in their own world, because they live in Paris, and for them, that's the real shit. To be in Paris, they don't really know what's outside Paris, they don't need to know because they live in.
It's the big deal.
Yeah.
I heard the same thing, Roma, New York City, the big town, London, big town, this is where it's at. But it kind of turns into a maybe fish tank, fish bowl.
Exactly. Yeah. When I arrived there the first year, I told them that we got warm summer. They couldn't believe me. They were like, no, you cannot have warm summer in Strasbourg. You got snow in winter. Is it possible? And as you can witness, we got.
Well, in fact, it was 9 degrees difference.
Yeah.
You know, I went and looked at the temperature here in Strasbourg, and then looked over at Paris at the same time, 9 degrees different. We're about 300 miles east.
We are, yeah.
Yeah, I take the train back tomorrow. I can understand why you came. Some more music.
We'll be right back. zavel. Co jsem vůbec nevěděl, kom vlastně dorazím. Stále pojdu dál, nikdo mě
We just heard Lord Punker by Tatty Toes. I think they're from Scotland. Before that was Supermarket by 2ZZX. And that's a Czech band. Oh, yeah, we were on a search for music from the downstairs, but no, it's okay. I've been stomping on the floor here. I haven't had people, I haven't lived above people in a while, and so I forgot my manners, and I'm disgusting. Supermarket's got Yarda, and they're a Czech band. Yarda, I had on a show a couple years ago when I first was at Prague. His story is amazing. He's from the 60s, mm-hmm. ended up living in San Francisco in the 70s, and so that's new music from him. I got to play a little club in Prague and that he got happening. It was called Cross Club. Amazing place. Some artist guy went to town with auto parts and clutches and welding and a lot of coffee or something. I mean, they told me 9 years this guy welded all this fixtures to decorate. Yeah, trippy. Before Yarda, we heard Light, something new from Light. They have a new album and called For the Innocents. And a lot of little animals on the cover. And that was 7 Day Cicada. All the songs are about animals. Cicadas go bury in the ground. This is some of them 8 years, 9, 12, 15 years, and they come up and they only live a little time.
Yeah, we just looked it up the other day, actually.
In their language, they say
17 years.
The one kind, but there's 9 ones and there's different ones. And we start all off with Ken's 33rd birthday, babe, Wakine. Did you find the music? Oh, they're not home.
She is, but she does not open the door. I think I didn't want to ring. Maybe she's sleeping. She was in the hospital yesterday. She told me that she got to go every 2 weeks. So she was retired yesterday, and she might be sleeping right now. So I didn't want to really ring, so I just closed the door.
Let's play some music. Watt from Pedro show. We've finished up the second hour here with Oblivion Part 4. By Three Quarter had been eliminated. This has got one of the members, it's a duo, and one member, Stefano Paglia, who is I have a trio with, along with Andrea Belfi, called Il Sogno del Marinaio. And I think in the spring, we come over. And then, well, I come over, they're already here. Stefano in Bologna. Andrea just actually moved to Berlin. And I do a tour with them because our album's coming out, our first album we recorded in the early last. Then we heard Maria Guerra by Basho. Guerra, maybe War. Right?
Yeah, it's Guerra in French.
So okay. Guerrilla.
Yeah, Guerrilla. Right.
And then Paper House by Can. I love Can. I have a project where I'm going to try to do like rhythm section for four-minute Can pieces. That's been the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show, August 22, 2011. Hold tight for hour three. August 22, 2011. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
filthy liar.
I'm filthy.
Watt for Pedro show started off the third hour with Magnetic Dwarf Reptile. That's something from Chrome, San Francisco band, old days. It was kind of influenced by the krautrock scene, I think, a little bit. Bands like Can, Noi, Faust, and a great guitarist in Helios Creed was in that band. In fact, me and my second man did a tribute song, a song for a tribute album. For Helios. I remember I was playing a gig on tour in Lawrence, Kansas, you know, middle of the U.S., and there's Helios. Hey! True. Then we heard Cast by Wu Quan. Wu Quan, a China composer, a musician. And then Never Trust Hippie Hippo by Buddy Girl and Mechanic. They're a Tokyo band.
I was going to say, let me guess. Japanese?
How could you guess?
A wild guess.
And then we heard, my guest last show was Jesse Evans last week. And her and Larry Mullins been playing together a few years now, but before that she had a band called The Vanishing. In San Francisco, and that was The Vanishing doing a song called Cuckoo Spit. What do you think of YouTube? I heard that YouTube is like the biggest source of music now, that where people go to listen to stuff.
Yeah, because they have the
it's not really a video thing as much.
Okay,
and I saw this video, and she's the guy who made the video made her. She's got two bandmates, and she's a giant spider chasing them. I'm so scared. Very scary. Very scary. But yeah. So I mean, sometimes there's not even a video. It's just like the album cover or some pictures of the guys playing.
Copyright issue, I think. They can't just take somebody else's video to post it, but you can post.
Well, maybe there was no video.
Oh, somebody post music over their own, you know, interpretation art or something.
Or like somebody, you know, the pictures they found in the magazine, and you just see them frozen there, and then this music's playing. Pretty wild. Who owns them? Does Google own the YouTube?
Google, yeah.
They just made another big buy too. I think it was a bunch of patents from Motorola. Some kind of smartphone war they gotta get going, yeah, with the Apple people or something. And HP, there was a couple of another Peter's story. HP is going under. She's splitting the company into software and a hardware. I don't know. This news. I use Peter to make the What from Peter show happen, so it's kind of relevant a little bit. And also I think some of this music. I remember Jim O'Rourke.
Yeah.
Yeah, come to the gig with the laptop and play the laptop. This is something different than when I was a younger man. But when I go on tour, yeah, I have this Mac purse here, and I do the radio show. I write the diary. By the way, I'm all caught up to date on the Nikki. That's what they call it. Nikki. Sounds like somebody's name. Plans. You guys got big plans.
You've seen them? You've been in the garden? Okay.
The garden.
It's a Strasbourg jungle. The wild forest.
Yeah.
This is more like just a dream. I want a house and I want a garden too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You see the roof over here? Somebody's growing stuff on the roof.
Oh, there?
On the top. There's a little.
Not
looks
sure.
Like grass.
Yeah, I think it's grass. Yeah, it's nothing like.
It's a lawn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
But to have a pad, huh? In that apartment. Then no floor issue.
You can
be stomping like crazy. Bring Watt over and. Actually, it's a very strange guest. I've been in a nightwear the whole day, and only the bottom part because it's so sweaty and. Probably the most disgusting guest ever. Terrible. I'm terrible. But I took three flights yesterday to get here, and the window, and plus with my lame knee, was very small. Charles de Gaulle Airport is a spread-out airport. You know, and the flight came in too late for me to use the plane, so I literally only had the sack with the pewter. And I put the nightwear in the set there, so I had to get. France ain't too bad about this. There's laundromats, especially Paris has laundromats, but a lot of Europe, it's hard to find laundromats. This coin operated washing. U.S. no problem, all over the place, and Thursday, I think it was Thursday night, I puked on myself. And the shirt I could wash in the sink, but I took a wet towel to the pants, and I mean there was blue coming off on this thing. I was wiping it hard, and it got there in the fabric. Yeah, so for a couple of days here, I was housing some puke smell. You know, there's a part of tour. It was funny that the tour boss came calling and said, "I don't want you to feel embarrassed, but you can smell the puke." I say, "Look, I know I can smell it. If you can smell your own puke, you know it's bad, right?" So I know, and I'm you guys did me a huge favor. I got to watch these things. There's one outfit I always keep in the sack called the Going Home outfit. And that one I always try never to use until going home, because I'm going to have to deal with the customs man and the immigration man and then those people on the plane. Although I wasn't giving a goddamn about these people on the phone. But that's also not 11 hours. You know, these were like 2 hours. They were short flights, but I was feeling for them, you know. I had to put a whole bunch of gum in my mouth. I thought, does gum work? It works for breath. Probably don't work for fucking puke, huh? That was, what happens in tour mode for some people like me, you learn, like, just ignore that kind of stuff. Stuff you never do.
You learn to ignore, or you just became used to with the things that keep happening to you, so you just have to...
The fouling after fouling?
Yeah, that's just my life.
I think it's time for music.
Thank you. city.
been on this plane. Somebody must have missed the barf bag.
So there's been incidences of on planes about people pissing on you. There was a guy from the Olympic skiing team pissed all over some lady.
Yeah, because he was so drunk.
I think of an actor from France, but he was pissing in a bottle. Yeah, this kid was drunk.
He was someone, yeah.
Didn't know where he was.
And he didn't remember.
Yeah, anymore. Didn't know. He was all borracho. And somebody on a New Zealand fight, but I think he was pissing as he was going down the aisle.
That's the scene.
So he's like sharing it. You know, it wasn't like just focusing on one person. He's thinking of the group. It was like late, it was one of them long ass flights, and like people were asleep and shit. One guy woke up, you're pissing on me and shit. I think they only gave that guy a warning. This young guy got arrested. So if you're going to piss on people on planes, do it in New Zealand, I guess. Don't try it in the U.S. I think the Depardieu. Your actor.
Depardieu? Oh, yeah, wow.
This happened a few days ago in England, and they taxied back.
He's
wouldn't keep flying.
He's like always drunk. He's known for that. I got a friend that played with him in a movie, and they said that when he arrived, he was completely drunk. He beat people. He yelled at people.
He beats people.
Oh, yeah.
That he's working with.
Yeah, but he's like
the other actors.
Fucking legend. So
he's huge.
He plays even in Hollywood. He's one of the rare French people playing in Hollywood. Like
sure. I know him. His work. I didn't know he was like this in person.
The guy in Black Swan?
No, I got a big nose.
He's kind of a big man.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He was in that movie.
Kind of a big man, not a little guy.
Green Card.
Yeah.
The Green Card movie about him wanting.
He plays also in Germinal. The movie, a huge movie. Well, he plays in tons of movies.
I saw him in one. Well, he's a soldier, and he's having an affair with a lady. He's kind of lower. He's a soldier. He's not of the wealthy class, and the lady is.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of a trippy movie.
He played in Cyrano.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yeah. Huge.
So, you know about that story about that? He had a huge ass nose, but he could write.
Right.
So basically, he's ugly.
Yeah,
I know his face.
No, I mean this story.
Oh.
Not Depardieu.
Depardieu is also
he's playing it.
It's even worse in this movie.
It's even worse. It's hilarious. It's very big. So he's no confidence in himself. But
he's
writes
in love with somebody.
Yeah.
It was a girl, of course. And his best friend is a really, really pretty boy. Yeah, but he's like dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb and stupid. Yeah. So he'll tell him how to please the girl, and he gave him poems to read to the girl, and so she fell in love with the guy.
The work.
Yeah. And at the end she realized that he's not the right guy.
This guy's retarded.
Yeah.
But still, she doesn't want to go with the only one. So he gets suicide.
Yeah.
The moral of the story.
It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's a moral to this story, but it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to have a sad ending because
it keeps you real.
Emotion, a feeling. Yeah. That's what's weird about Hollywood. Sometimes every movie's got to be happy.
Yeah.
And that's not really the tradition of drama. If you notice, the old symbol for drama was always a happy face mask and a sad mask, going back to Greek.
Both sides, yeah.
You have to have both sides. It's actually about feeling and not solving and winning.
Mm-hmm.
But Hollywood, I don't know, decided.
That's what I figured Greek mythology is about, right? It's just like focus on
the. Well, the Greek things, what I understand, drama was actually to teach the citizens, the people, how we're going to be a society.
Yeah.
They were like, it was kind of lessons. Because they hardly did, it was hardly realistic. They just gave speeches. It was very strange. They had masks that were like megaphones. Have you been to Acropolis?
Not the architecture, but
in Athens, there's an amphitheater there that projects the voice. Amazing,
even
in stereo.
Yeah.
And so these are like a public thing.
Yeah,
this is where
reading this stuff to people.
Remember the Greeks?
The architecture itself was designed for them to not have to speak loud.
Mm-hmm. There's no PA systems 2,500 years ago. So they have to do it with acoustic. And they did it. Amazing. The Greek, they're the first Europeans to have written language. They bring written language from the Phoenicians. So, but not everybody could read. So these plays, even in Shakespeare, there's some kind of like, so sometimes you have to have sadness. There's a lot of Shakespeare plays where everybody dies. Romeo and Juliet.
Honestly, I don't know any Greek mythology that is happy.
They're all tragic.
Well, happy things, but if you look further, they all die. And so you got some happy stories, but they are not
happy parts.
This isn't the end. It's just there's the part. It's just a part of it. And then, he completed his mission. Yeah, but after that, he's dead.
Yeah. Or Orpheus, right? She looks back and she's gone. He goes to hell and gets her. Hold on. It can't end happy. And Hollywood totally reversed that. Everything ends successful and happy. Bad guy is always dealt with.
There's a funny movies is Koreans, because they got this kind of Hollywood movies.
Yeah.
But the end is different. I've seen this movie about this ugly girl.
Yeah.
She's ugly and she's in love with this beautiful guy. So she won't go surgery to
look
beautiful.
Plastic surgery.
And then when she do that and she become really beautiful. And then the guy fall in love with her. And she's in love with him, but she get tired of him and she just gets somebody better. And the movie ends. It's just like, why? Okay, so if you're ugly, just get beautiful and your life will be better. It was really weird. I was like, wow.
In a way, we would say black humor. There might be some satire, satire.
It could be.
I didn't talk about the music. Because I'm an idiot. That's the tragedy here. But we heard Doing in the Fire by... Masahiko Togashi, then Radioactivity, Haruomi Sono. They found radiation in rice 100 miles away.
Mm.
Terrible. So Gedego-san about that. And Never Say Die by Yoshiaki Fukuyawa and the East Asia Orchestra. And finally, See You Next Week by Boris. And you listeners, I'll see you next week from San Pedro. I want to thank you so much, Bill, Miss Pink, being on my show and letting me in your pad and cook a meat. I had frog legs that were great. Last night I had fermented porks. Some great chows here. And hospitality. Thank you so much. It's been the August 22nd, 2011 Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.